Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
New YouTube record has just been set.
Oh.
Whoa.
By us?
Not by us. Oh. No, no, no. This is the first video to hit 10 billion views.
Whoa.
Wow.
You guys, that's insane.
It's got to be something real dumb. What is it?
You guys want me to play it?
I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we're probably a radio station, so we probably should.
Ooh, okay. It's probably a music video.
But that's what all the other radio stations are going to be doing.
Is it Justin Bieber? Is it Gangnam Style? Like, what's happening?
What? I mean, I don't know. Should we play this thing?
Yeah.
We have to, yeah.
All right. You said play it. Know. Hit it.
No, stop it now.
Okay, turn it off. Okay, just turn it off. Okay.
I hate you, Jeff.
All the way off.
No. I hate
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, those 5 seconds, I think I destroyed about 13,000 brain cells.
I hate you. You ruined my whole day. It's not going to get out of my head.
But it just happened. The 2016 music video, Baby Shark, just hit 10 billion views
on
YouTube.
How?
That's where the human race is right now.
I think my nephew helped doing 1 billion because he puts that on repeat.
Yeah.
Stays in his room.
Exactly.
The second most played video is Despacito with Justin Bieber, which has 7.7 billion views.
Do you think kids are also listening to that? Like,
I don't
know. Baby Shark?
I was going to say that I think Justin Bieber may be the only person that hates Baby Shark more than we do.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
But if you think Baby Shark's just an annoying song, it's way more than that now. Like, it has its own cartoon series on Nickelodeon.
I didn't know that.
They have toys and merchandise.
Oh,
Alexis has the Baby Shark breakfast cereal.
It's so cute.
And, you know, they're actually doing live tours now of the Baby Shark group.
Oh,
wow.
A group?
You guys, do they just sing their one song over and over?
My son has a Baby Shark stuffy that when you push it, it sings the song.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
He likes to hide it places so that it accidentally goes off.
Oh, what a nightmare.
And he's just trolling all of us.
What a sick child.
He is.
He's
disturbed.
But yeah, this isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Baby Shark is going to be around until the human race goes extinct. So.
Until they come out with, like, baby quail. Something else.
All right, let's just try and get that out of our minds and move on to the shock collar question of the day.
Did you say baby shock collar of the question?
No.
Baby shock.
No. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, you're going to be punished by getting shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose, you're drawing a name out because you were the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
Looking at Jake while I'm unfolding the paper. Is we doing this, Jake?
Yeah, you need help reading?
No, I just... Oh, I got Jose, Captain, leave the lid up, Bologna. When you're single forever, okay? You don't need to put the lid down.
That's why I no longer use the shared bathroom.
It's my bathroom.
All right, Jose is putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
According to a new survey, 43% of people say they are the one in their household who constantly has to nag everyone else to do stuff, like chores or little things around the home.
Jake, I just said I live by myself. I'm alone.
Yeah. So you're the one that has to do all the nagging.
Yeah, I nag and then I still don't clean.
You might need some help, because today I'm going to ask you about the top 5 most common things that we nag each other to do, but with a little twist.
Oh.
Today is an all-for-one shock.
does that mean?
Since Jose had his name drawn out of the hat, he's the only person at risk for being shocked today. However, all of his co-hosts can help as we go around the room and ask for answers.
Okay.
For example, when I ask, what things do we nag each other most about? And Jose says, not replacing the toilet paper roll, you would hear this sound. And we keep going until time runs out or you get all five answers correct.
Okay.
Are you ready?
How much time do we have?
Well, I'll let you know.
Okay.
So, Jose, you'll start with the first guess.
We'll start with Jose. According to a new survey, what are the top five things we nag each other most about?
Taking out the garbage.
It's not on my list. You can discuss it with people before you guess.
I'm thinking like dishes or laundry.
I went
there,
dishes
Jose.
Immediately.
Yeah, that's on the list too.
Because
for sure.
There is nothing more annoying than not putting it in the dishwasher. Like literally, it's right there.
Okay,
it takes
so we know who the nagger is. In that home.
Okay, yeah, so Brooke's gonna guess loading the dishwasher.
Yeah, dishes. Putting the dishes in the dishwasher.
That's correct. Yeah. Leaving dirty dishes around the house is number five.
Okay, so we have one of them. Alexis, what do you think besides that?
I was going to say laundry, I think, might be a thing. At least my mom always says that when I get home to her house.
What about laundry?
Need to be specific.
I would say just like leaving clothes all over the place.
I would say folding the laundry is the hard
part.
Oh, you think folding would be a nag more than just like pick up your clothes?
What's your final guess?
Oh, gosh. Picking up your clothes?
Dirty
clothes on the floor was number four on the list. You need to do three more.
Okay. I know when I had a roommate, one of the biggest complaints that I always got was keep the lovemaking down. The noise is too loud. Is that on the list?
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess most people just aren't as into it as I am. Okay. Jose?
Was that really your guess?
God, I really think that, like, putting away the laundry is also on the list because sometimes you do it and it just stays on your bed or stays in a corner as a pile and it's clean.
See, I was thinking more like piles of stuff drive me nuts. People who, like, they just drop everything on the dining room table.
Yeah. Folding laundry, piles of laundry.
Folding laundry is not on the list. Now, here's a little help. You have to work together to save Jose from being shocked in an all-for-one shock.
Still.
And I asked you to name the top five most common things that we nag people that we live with about. I'll give you a lifeline, Jose, and you can name any number 1 through 3. That's what's left. And I'll tell you what it is, but I'm going to take 30 seconds off your total time if you use this lifeline.
Oh, risky.
Use it.
Do it.
I'm going to go with number 3.
Number 3 is having the TV volume up too high. You need two more, Jose, and I've taken 30 seconds off your time. I'll let you know when you have 30 seconds remaining.
Something about the bathroom, guys. What's up with the bathroom? He already said toilet paper, but it's like...
Make sure you flush.
Towels on the floor.
Towels on the floor annoys me.
Dude, or like a dirty sink.
I don't know. When I go to my mom's, my brother always does that.
It's so annoying.
I've never had a towel on the floor.
The other thing that I just can't stand is when Michael shaves, my husband shaves, and then there's little hairs.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
God.
So
it's so gross.
Can we say clean up your hair? Or clean up. Yeah.
I'll give that to you. Not cleaning up on yourself is on the list. You have 30 seconds left to get one more correct.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Brooke, you seem to know the best here.
It's got
to
be the number one. Like, what about leaving the lights on?
We haven't talked about
that's a great one.
You know,
absolutely.
Lights on behind yourself. I have
15 seconds.
Constantly. Leaving lights on.
That is number one on the list. Wow. Jose has survived the all-for-one show.
Yes. I'm so bad at that.
To recap the top five, number one was not turning lights off when you leave the room. Number two was not cleaning up after yourself. Number three was having the TV volume too high. Number four was dirty clothes on the floor. And number five was dirty dishes all over the house.
Dude, and that, I appreciate you guys. I needed your help on that. That was great.
So since Jose got all five correct, that means Jake is going to take the shot today. It's been a while since Jake got shocked.
And don't forget to clean up your shot collar when you're done, Jake.
And somebody wanted to hear the song Girls Like You by Maroon 5.
Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown come through. I need a girl like you. Yeah.
What the heck?
Why did that work? Caught me.
That was better than Adam Levine's version, actually. That's your shot collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I say this because it's absolutely true.
Okay.
Everybody has a podcast right now.
Yeah, dude.
We,
everyone.
We have a podcast.
And a radio show.
Yeah.
But it's especially celebrities that do this. Like, if you're famous, or if you ever used to be famous, or if you ever parked someone's famous car before, then you're probably doing a podcast about that
and
thing.
And somehow calling it comedy even when it's not funny.
Oh, right. I
don't understand that. They really need to get stricter on those podcast categories, in my opinion.
Like, oh, I listen to the Cabaret Valet every Wednesday when he spills the tea. Ooh, what whip did he drive this weekend? I can't wait to hear. But yeah, we don't need a podcast on the show. Do we have one? Sure.
Yeah.
And should you listen to it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
It's pretty successful.
But very successful. Yeah.
Before we actually tell people to go there, we actually need to do some new content so that we could put it on the podcast. And that's why we do What's On Your Mind.
Ooh.
Every single week at this time. Got a brand new one coming up. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and if you're looking to kill some time right now, you could go on BuzzFeed and find out which 90s boy band member you are based on how you like your pancakes.
Ooh, I'm Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
I got Chris.
Secret fourth Hanson brother, Herbie Hanson.
What the heck?
Yeah. Or you could waste time in a slightly less depressing way and listen to this segment, What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and ask what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately, starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Oh, my God. I had the craziest thing happen. So we're up on the mountain, right, with my family. My husband takes the last run of the day.
Oh, you guys are snowboarding.
He's skiing.
Skiing.
He's just learning how. And he's doing it all to make my dreams of having this ski family happen, right?
Which
is so kind, right?
That is.
So we get down to the car. It's been an awesome day. Kids are tired. It's starting to get dark. He feels his pockets, and he goes, "Do you have the keys?"
No. Oh, no.
And I'm like, what?
No.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
No.
No, I don't have the keys. You have the keys.
There's no
You
way.
Had the keys left.
Oh, and he my goes, gosh, Brooke.
I don't remember. He goes, "I crashed really hard on that last run."
No!
And I'm like, what?
Oh, they're in the snow?
Okay, and in my head, you guys, it is going a million miles an hour because I'm like, be cool, it's an accident, don't explode.
But so also,
like,
we're all going to die.
Yeah. I'm breathing through it. I'm going through all the things. I'm like, we're going to have to get the car towed. I'm not going to be able to come to work.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
We're out of town, man.
Nightmare.
Like, we are gone. And so he's like, "I'm going to go talk to Ski Patrol." Okay, they find nothing. My brother-in-law is like, "I'll go up and check. I saw where he crashed."
What? No way.
Takes one run.
No way.
Comes back with
he
a key.
Found
oh my God.
In the
found
middle of a mountain?
In the middle of a mountain.
Oh my God.
On a snowy dark run.
Oh, wow.
The key fob and two keys.
And the word, did water get in the fob?
No,
it worked.
Oh. This man will be my hero for life, you guys.
Oh, yeah. You owe him forever.
Oh my God.
That's your new husband.
We get in the car, we're driving home, and I go, "Honey, I am so thankful you're skiing, but I almost killed you back then."
Yeah.
That's his last time.
I was like, I was trying to be cool, but...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jose, what's been on your mind?
So, lately, a lot of the stuff that I've been posting on social media has been catching a lot of steam.
Which feels great. You're doing a great job.
It does. Yeah. So, the other day, I get a notification on Instagram, and Instagram has asked me to be a part of their influencer program.
Ooh.
Cool. Where I get paid to share reels and videos online.
Okay.
You just have to provide your credit card information and your social security number.
It's literally giving me money for me to share funny videos, which is perfect for me. So when I go to open it up, it shows you some kind of legal contract. And there's a bunch of legal jargon I don't understand.
It's one of those, if it sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, and I read something like, "Oh, my image and likeness rights owned by Instagram or my image or something." So then I'm like, I'm declining this.
Yeah, because the company already owns you. The one that does this radio show.
I feel like, And I'm like, wait, you're not going to get me. But at the same time, now almost every time I open Instagram, they're like, "Are you sure? You can make $1,000 a week." And I'm like, oh my God, that's so much money. But like, do they own me?
You just have to sell your soul to Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
That is what he's doing. He's collecting souls.
Well, I know that like if I just read the contract, I would get answers to all this. But I'm too lazy to read the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep declining unless the listeners are listening and they say this is a good idea and I can make a lot
of
money.
You're hoping for a free lawyer that's tuned
in. Exactly,
Brooke.
Thank you.
Okay.
So if you're listening, should I sign up because I want to make make the money. I want to go viral.
Tech titan. Yeah.
Should I sell my body to Instagram?
Yeah.
I feel like I've asked this before.
Yeah. I think so. All right, let's keep going. Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So we have our segment. We do like the shot caller question of the day.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Where we sing at the end, and like we all know I'm the best singer in the room during that.
No, I think Jeff is.
Oh my God.
Well, I moved it further this weekend because I was at a karaoke bar recently. My God.
They allow you in there? Yeah. I feel like it'd be like a bad check writer where they just have your image and they say you're not...
Do not let her in.
Yeah. Okay, not true. I was in there, and me and my friends decided to do, like, our first song, okay?
Oh, you're going to sing.
Have
your friends heard you sing?
Yes, Brooke. Uh-oh. Anyway.
What are you?
So, we did Stacey's Mom, like, an old song.
Hey, good and we're song. Singing. I like that one.
It's a fun one. Yeah. But we noticed, like, our mic isn't on while we're singing.
Yeah.
Like, they shut the mic off.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, this has to be, like, a mistake, because, like, we can't hear ourselves, and, like, no one is watching us. We're like, that's weird. So we put our name in again. We're like, all right, this time we're doing Toxic by Britney Spears. Like, I'm not kidding, guys. We start singing it, and it gets, like, fuzzy, and the speakers break. Like, the music cuts. It goes silent. And they end karaoke for the night.
Your
like,
voice
on
is
that
so
note.
Horrible and off-key that it breaks the sound system.
Dancers, we're, like, standing there. We're like, what do we even do? And then people are, like, booing. And they're just like,
they're
that's going to be it, guys.
Oh, no.
Like, there are dogs outside of the bar howling in the alleyway.
It was
saying.
So
they're
disappointing.
They're not even encouraging you anymore.
No, like, I thought it was an accident. But then I was like, maybe not.
That is
anymore.
Sad.
It's not.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
I'm going to go ruin every karaoke bar now.
Oh, don't say that. Jeff's going to hate you.
Hoping you'd hang up the mic.
No. Oh, okay. It's fun.
All right. Jeff, what's on your mind?
You would only know this if you worked here, but there's this big screen that we have out in the lobby.
Yeah.
And they put all sorts of announcements on there. They do like employee birthdays that are happening during the week and work anniversaries. And last year, Brooks came up. It was like, congrats on 49 years of service or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But last year, I was supposed to have my 10-year workiversary here.
Yeah.
And never saw anything come up on the screen. I've always been curious, like, what happened. So I finally decided to ask HR about it.
Wait, a year later, you're going to ask HR why they didn't recognize your 10-year anniversary?
It's safe now.
No, you didn't.
I didn't even get a thank you email that came through.
From yeah.
Whatever
it
decade
felt like
it
had been long enough. It didn't sound petty. So
a year. It sounds more petty.
They said, according to our records, Jeff, you only are coming up on your 8th year of employment here.
What?
No, that's not true. You were here before I was
you
here.
What? Apparently,
you
missed out because you were part-time?
My first 3 years of part-time work do not count as me working here.
What?
They won't even acknowledge that I existed.
So that means, like, you don't even get the vacay benefits of being hitting the 10-year
mark.
You don't
get
your extra week.
I don't know if I need to bring this up to the big boss, saying, like, I would like to have 3 years added onto my official work record.
It actually matters.
But then, if I did that, I would miss my 10-year anniversary.
Oh, no.
Because you think they're actually going to do something for you?
Yeah.
Honey, I hit my 10-year. They literally did nothing.
Yeah,
they
did
nothing.
That's because it's you. They actually like me. So I think I might craft an email to management asking for a year and a half of work put onto it to be officially recognized. So then we can all celebrate my 10 years.
In a few months.
And just a few months away.
Or you get bumped back down to part-time because they're sick of you.
Wouldn't be surprised either. But text in 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We just told you what's been on our minds. We've got our listeners texting into 78592 telling us what's been on theirs. One text says, this is my first day back to work in 3 weeks.
Whoa,
this
nice.
Is going to be super fun. Excited for laser stories, though.
Hey, hey.
Jose, did you write this?
Oh. Yeah.
No, he was here last week, just maybe not mentally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jose was. I don't know if he missed that.
Got another text in at 78592 says, I'm moving out to New York City soon, and I wonder if there's any chance you guys could syndicate your show out there.
I love it. Just we can just say, hey, let's syndicate their
show. Why can't we?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on.
I didn't know all we had to do was ask. Yeah.
Well,
right.
You know what? Even if we're not syndicated out there, you can always listen to our show anywhere on Spotify or on anywhere where you get your podcast. We have the whole show up everywhere.
Yes.
That's good, Jeff.
Yeah, I did it. I said
Man,
it.
You really made it sound like they should go listen on Spotify.
And another text says, why do I always hear someone snort? Is it just my imagination? Or is one of you actually doing that?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It just comes out.
It runs in your family, too.
Yeah.
Like her grandfather was a snorter. Her great-great-grandfather was a snorter. It's just been passed down through the generations.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but we'll go with
it. Okay. Yeah. Text coming in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your minds. Laser Stories is coming up next.
Hello, it's Laser.
It's the radio segment that just came up with a food mashup that's not taking off like he thought it would.
What is it?
It's called Jinkles. It's sprinkles mixed with petroleum jelly.
No.
Apparently, it's supposed to be amazing on toast.
Huh.
Like, Mom, can I get more Jinkles, please?
Yeah.
Well, you've already had 2 spoonfuls this morning, honey.
No, I thought it was going to be like jam.
Hey, and my lips aren't chapped anymore.
It's Laser Stories. Gross. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does. Except we have a laser. And those other Poopa Troopas just don't.
Those Jinkles.
This first Laser story is out of Ottawa. The other day, a young woman decided it'd be a great idea to drive her car down a frozen river.
What? Oh. Oh my gosh. I'm scared to like walk on one of those, let alone drive.
Well, by driving, I really mean she was actually speeding on it.
Okay.
And someone who lives next to the river got footage of her flying by in her yellow car. But that's not even the craziest part of the story.
All right.
Her car eventually hit a thin spot in the ice, and it broke through.
Yeah. Oh my God!
That's scary.
So it was sinking in freezing water, and one guy said you could see her start gathering her stuff into a bag as her car sunk.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
Oh my gosh.
Get your stuff.
Meanwhile, everyone on shore was yelling at her to just get out.
Yeah!
Right.
And well, she eventually did make her way onto the roof. And then while the Good Samaritans were trying to get to her, she just stood on top of the car and started taking selfies.
Let me take a selfie.
Stop. No.
Are you sure this isn't the one Jenna that Alexis drives?
Yeah. I would totally take a picture.
Yeah. I mean, and this is serious. That actually happened. Luckily, they were able to push a kayak out to her in time, pull her back in, and now everyone's okay.
Hooray! I imagine her using TikTok like, oh my God, what piece of audio do I use for this? Like, yeah. Oh no.
The main guy who helped her was obviously frustrated. And so here's actually a clip of him being interviewed right after this happened.
The thing that was frustrating was we were all frantically trying to get her off, and she was on top of her car taking selfies. You know, we got her to shore, and that's why in one of the videos you see me, and I feel bad now, like we pulled her in, and as soon as she was to shore, I just let go and walked to shore just to cool down because she was smiling ear to ear. And as soon as she got to shore, I said, look, you know, what the hell are you doing? And she's like, that was fun. And I don't think she realizes how lucky she is.
That was fun is not a good answer.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you risked your life to save mine. That was fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the woman's now facing charges for dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, and she could lose her license.
Oh, I think that's probably appropriate.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
But she did get hella likes, so hashtag worth it.
Worth it.
Oh, no.
This next laser story is out of What in the Disney is Happening?
Ooh, I care. I know it's the wrong segment, but yeah. I like this.
What would you wait in line 7 hours to buy?
Seven hours?
That's
some
really long.
Concert tickets, maybe?
No.
I don't know.
The brand new must-have cell phone?
No.
A popcorn bucket?
No.
Well, if you did go with that last option, then you may have been one of the people in line at Disney World over the last weekend.
What? Shut up,
because the Epcot International Festival just kicked off.
Okay, that sounds actually really cool.
Yeah.
And while that might actually be cool, all the people really wanted was the dragon-shaped commemorative bucket that they were giving
out. Okay, not gonna lie, their popcorn buckets are so cute.
What?
I have a Toy Story alien one. Yeah, it's cute.
Wait, what?
You keep it? Like, you move it from apartment to apartment?
Like, you keep it. I think I spent, like, $40 on it there, guys.
Whoa, yeah. I had no idea this was a thing. Yeah.
This year's was called the Figment Popcorn Bucket, modeled after the Journey into Imagination ride that they have over there.
And you lost me, but okay. It's shaped like a dragon.
It's filled with rainbow popcorn and features a happy purple and pink dragon.
Okay, cute.
How much are they taking you for? Because popcorn, I'm going to tell you, not very expensive to make.
This bucket costs $25.
Okay.
So Alexis really got ripped off.
I think I paid for some refills, though. Like, on top of
it.
The lines were so long for it, they stretched across a good chunk of Epcot.
Oh, my God.
And actually, some of the performers were miffed because no one was watching them dance and sing in the park. Everybody was only in line for the special buckets.
I feel like I'd be that idiot that gets in line thinking that there's something cool with the and then being terribly disappointed.
Most people waited 7 hours to get their hands on it.
Oh, my. That's a whole day. Man. You missed every ride.
And you guys, they are so cute, though. Like, seriously.
Of course, the buckets immediately started popping up on eBay, with one listed as high as $1,000.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
But there were a couple that did sell for over $200.
Jeez. 7 hours and a whole day wasted at Walt Disney World is not worth $200 to me.
Now, in the line for the frozen bananas?
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
I'm there 10 hours.
This next laser story is out of Smushin' Goodies Central.
No.
I forgot the address to this place.
You've heard the term hardballing. That's used when somebody approaches...
Sorry, I'm too immature.
It's a normal term that you use when someone's approaching something in a no-nonsense way.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, you won't sell me that dragon popcorn bucket for under $200? Looks like somebody's playing hardball here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now it's turning into a dating term. Hardballing.
Okay, again, I don't know if we want the explanation of this.
Still don't think I'm going to get a lot
of it. You're getting the explanation. It works like this. You let the other person that you're chatting with know right away what it is you're looking for.
Oh.
Whether it's semi-serious or long-term or just a casual fling.
Yes!
Okay.
That should be involved in all those things.
There's no mystery in anyone's intentions now.
No mystery, no chit-chat, no small talk.
Yep.
Just right to the point to set the expectations so you don't waste any time.
And who said romance? Right.
You can't just, feel it out a little bit? You have to just come in?
Yeah, that's hardball.
Jeez.
A relationship expert in L.A. says more and more of her clients are adopting the approach. She thinks it's partly because everyone's sick of all the awful dating trends, like ghosting.
Yeah,
right. So now the pendulum's swinging back into the other direction towards brutal honesty.
Ooh.
I kind of like it. Like, if I don't text you back, I don't like you.
That's not it.
Oh, okay.
That's ghosting someone.
Oh. There's 10 guys right now who just figured it out why Alexis.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that is not being direct with someone at all.
I thought Alexis.
It's the opposite. Passive aggressive right there.
A therapist in Chicago thinks the pandemic might have something to do with it, too. Because it's taught people that life's short, so why waste time?
Yeah, amen.
Okay.
All right, well, ladies, if you're listening, hardball's coming out. I want to marry you. I want you to love me, and I want to make a family.
Why did I want to give you a hug after that hardball?
No one's texting in, guys.
All right, let's go to your next laser story out of the center of COVID sanity. We finally have a bright side to this whole pandemic thing.
Okay.
The new studies found that we all got hotter.
A dollar makes me hot.
Yep. Like all of us?
Researchers at Cardiff University in the UK have officially discovered people look more attractive in their protective masks.
They do. Everyone does.
That means all of our faces are actually ugly.
Yes.
No, that's not it. Dozens of women were asked to rate attractiveness of images of male faces without a mask and then others wearing a mask.
Okay.
And what they found is those wearing a cloth mask were significantly more attractive than the ones with no masks on.
Yeah. Okay. So mask up for a different reason.
The most interesting thing is the surgical masks, which is just like a normal disposable kind, made the wearer look even hotter.
Yeah, baby!
Yep.
Why?
The doctor running the study said his team was surprised because before the pandemic, they'd found that medical face masks reduced attractiveness because they were associated with diseases and illness.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw somebody with a mask, I was like...
No.
I know.
But now that society's used to seeing them, they're not scared of them anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, we associate the medical mask with healthcare workers at a time when we feel vulnerable, and that makes us all hot.
Okay,
I'm back that. Every time a guy takes a mask off, I'm disappointed. Like, literally.
The doc also said it was possible masks made people feel more attractive because they directed attention up to the eyes. So you guys hear that? Whatever you do, do not look into his eyes. He's like
a
sexual Medusa, this one. Don't look or it'll turn into stone. Too late. Made eye contact. Now this is happening. And that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I was watching The Bachelor the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys know...
Were you with Alexis?
No, we're watching separately.
Yeah.
But you guys know how crazy, ridiculous, over the top their dates are.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They'll be taking a yacht to a private island for just like a little 30-minute picnic. They'll go bikini skiing up in the Swiss Alps.
And not get frostbite somehow.
Yeah.
And if that's not enough, I saw an episode where they did human message in a bottle. And the guy threw his date into the ocean and then waited 19 years for her to wash back up on shore across the Atlantic.
I missed that one.
There's some dedicated producers.
Talk about romantic.
Okay.
Aww.
And that's when I realized, you know, the only realistic thing about that show is the part where the contestants get sent home crying in the limo.
What the happened?
Yeah.
Proud to say that's one of the few episodes I've ever watched.
Me too.
I've seen that one too.
I love this show.
See, on this show, those are the moments that we like to focus on.
Yeah. That's true.
Those real moments from real dates that are so embarrassing you have to reluctantly admit what happened to you live on the radio in a segment that we do called Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the worst dates you've ever heard coming up at 7:10.
Two hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show that just published the three secrets to a better love life.
Oh.
Trust, handcuffs, and Pam's no-stick cooking spray.
What?
Never knew that stickiness could ruin so many relationships.
Oh,
make
yeah,
sure you
dude.
Get that no-stick cooking
uh-huh.
spray.
Yeah.
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, her big claim to fame happened in college when she gave mono to every male student in her freshman dorm twice.
Oh my God.
And they loved it. That's why they call her Hazmat Cat.
Hi.
Hey.
And in the other corner, her ideal first date is a long, sensual couple's bath in a tub filled with processed cheese.
Ew.
And that's why her Tinder handle is Velveeta Rita.
Hey.
I really like the handle,
though. I don't know. I think I'm into a double date with Rita.
Yeah. Here's how the game works. One contestant is going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going to go back and forth for three rounds here, and then afterwards, we'll declare a winner. Are our contestants ready?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to start with Kat. Go.
Okay, so I went on a Tinder date with this guy, and his idea was to surprise me with a little trip to the mall. And I love shopping, so I was like, oh, this is a great idea. I love
it.
Totally.
It's kind of fun.
But I didn't know it would mean that I would be sitting outside of dressing rooms for 3 hours while he was trying on different outfits.
Oh! Suddenly the roles reversed, my friend.
It's like a reverse
you didn't like
Pretty
it.
Woman.
Yeah.
I'll buy you one thing, but I'm buying myself 100.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I'm like, why are we doing this? And he told me his mom refused to come, so he needed to do it.
Oh, dog,
buddy.
Don't
be pathetic.
Oh, man.
Rita, can you counter?
So I went on this dinner date with this guy, and he showed up with his hand all bandaged.
Oh.
And he said he burnt it on an oven.
Ouch.
It was this whole thing. I felt really bad for him. Anyway, fast forward, I go to the bathroom, and I come back, and he's texting with the bandage off, and there is no burn, but
what?
There is most definitely a wedding ring.
Oh!
Oh.
That, I was like...
And is that a deal breaker for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that broke the deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just making sure.
And you got to learn to text one-handed if you're going to pull that off.
Yeah, you do. So Hazmat Cat, we're back to you.
Okay, so I met this guy on Tinder who's French. And when we went out to dinner, he would say these random, like, French sentences that I didn't understand, but they sounded really romantic, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end of the night, we hugged goodbye. And he whispered a beautiful French phrase into my ear. And obviously, I immediately Google translated it after he left. And you know what he said?
What?
What?
You are a boring woman who sleeps with many men.
Oh! But it's still romantic in French.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is.
Rita, you got to step it up.
Okay, so this was like a few years back, and I was living with my parents at the time, and I matched with this guy, and I told him I'm living with my parents, and he insisted that he come pick me up from my parents' house.
What a nice guy to be willing to do that anyway.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I was trying to, like, get a clean getaway, and I went out and met him in the driveway, and he spotted my dad, and he, like, insisted on meeting him.
What's wrong with him?
I mean, it's a lot.
He meets my dad. 3 hours of him sitting in the living room with my entire family trying to sell us on his freaking pyramid scheme.
Oh, no.
He was selling cases of rubber gloves to the Prime Minister of Denmark.
Okay, it's very specific.
Yeah, he's got really sweaty hands.
Yeah, and a very small clientele.
Okay, we're on to the third and final round. These need to be your best stories, ladies. So Hazmat Cat, take it away.
So I went on a date with this guy from Tinder, and he spent the night at my place. Mm-hmm. And in the morning, he wakes up frantic, like a crazy person, and yells that I need to drive him to the airport.
Oh, no. He's late for a flight?
I had no idea. I was like, oh, okay, no problem. Uh-huh. So as we're speeding over there, I ask him what he's late for, and he says he's meeting his wife to go on their honeymoon.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Like, he hasn't even been married long enough to, like, do the honeymoon?
The best part is that he offered to hang out when he got back.
Oh, no. Nice guy. He didn't want to ghost you.
Okay. This is it. Final chance. Velveeta Rita, what do you got?
So this guy invited me to a football game.
Okay.
But I show up, and it's a high school stadium, okay? And then it was empty.
What? Not a very good team, apparently.
Yeah.
No fans.
And it's so awkward. Yeah. You're obviously there. Yeah. Like, it's one thing if you can just kind of mix in and pretend like you have, like, a nephew playing.
No, but when I say empty, I mean not even a team. And then I get a text from him to come down to the field. Uh-oh. And there he is in a uniform and, like, pads and stuff.
Oh, no.
And he hands me pom-poms. And he asks me to cheer for him.
No.
While he relived his glory days and showed me how good an athlete he used to be.
He used to be.
While he played football by himself.
Exactly. Like, wanted me to cheer for him while he ran around the field by himself.
Oh. You did it, right? I mean,
I indulged him for a second, then I was like, dude, I gotta go.
I was gonna say, I put myself in his shoes, that still sounds pretty fun.
All right, there's the final bell. That means the match is done. Judges, let's score it. Alexis, who's your choice?
I'm going Kat, because the guy who's going on a honeymoon.
Oh, all right, we got one for Hazmat Kat. Brooke?
Hands down, honeymoon dude sucks. I'm going with Kat, too.
I was doing the honeymoon.
Yeah. It's a clean sweep for Hazmat Kat. That means congratulations, Kat. You make worse dating choices than all of the Kardashians combined.
Yikes.
My friends told me I would win.
They had faith in you. They knew. They know the truth.
Good friends or bad friends?
Yeah.
That was Battle of the Tinder Dates. We got your phone tap coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, look, there's phone tap fans.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Jose phone tap fans.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which are becoming a bigger and bigger number of people who just absolutely love Jose's characters and his voices that he does on the show.
They're great. They're awesome. I mean, so good.
He's even been getting cameo requests now to do them for people for their birthday greetings and for their anniversaries.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Jose, very talented guy. I would never say that directly to his face, but he really is. I wasn't making eye contact, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, not at all. You looked down.
Yeah.
Why are you looking over there?
Yeah, but today, Jose is going to put his persona, Big Rick, on display.
Oh, here we go.
Everybody likes Big Rick. But he's going to call a very famous sandwich chain and tell the lady there that he also owns one of the locations, and he is not happy that she was the number one selling store in the area this time.
You don't mess with Big Rick.
Yeah, so
he's Southern, and he's animated.
He's going to go after her Big Rick style in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
This is how can I help you?
What? Why? Hello. Well, good morning to you. Is this the manager of the store on 18th Street?
This is she.
Hi, who am I speaking to again, friend?
My name is Grace.
Oh, well, hello, Grace. My name is Big Rick, and I am the captain of the location just across town. Okay, and it looks like you and me are both we both own stores for the same company. We are franchisees.
Sure. I'm so sorry. We're just in the middle of things, so
Okay. Well, look, I just wanted to call because I saw in the new reports that you had sold the most sandwiches in the entire city, friend.
Well, actually, that is true, so.
Well,
thank you so much.
Well,
excuse me.
I have a quick question for you, Miss Grace. Was that it, Grace? I have a sneaking suspicion that you have been poaching my customers.
How is that possible?
You mean like your new advertisement I seen for the meatball marinara? Huh?
Look, we're just doing the normal advertisement like we always do.
Look, I don't believe you. Okay, I sent a spy into your store, and they said the meatball marinara was more like a feetball diarrhea on rye. That's what I said.
Are you talking crap about the sandwiches? We use all the same ingredients. That's the whole point.
Looky here.
We're a franchise.
You're saying it's the regular meat, but I think it is rat meat, friend.
Excuse me?
And I have tasted rat meat.
Oh, my God.
You cannot convince me that that is not some type of rodent.
No, sir.
Am I Chuck E. Cheese or
You're a moron, and I think that you serve rat meat.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
I have 5 stars, 4.9 the last time I checked.
Oh, wait a minute. It just went down to 4.8 because I see somebody just posted that there's a bunch of crackheads outside your doors.
You're a crackhead. What is wrong with your voice? That is not how you speak.
I am from the South.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay.
So is Porky Pig.
Well, you know what? I bet if you serve Porky Pig in them sandwiches, they wouldn't taste like shit.
You know, we would never hire someone as asinine as you to run one of their stores. You got me?
Well, speaking of ass, let's talk about your cold cut combo. Tastes more like a mold butt sideshow. That's how my taste buds took it.
You're ridiculous, sir. You are ridiculous, and I don't want you calling here. I don't want you coming over here.
Well, excuse me.
You're an asshole. What's your store number?
Oh, we're number one.
No, you moron. I need your location number so I can report you.
It is 123456.
This is not funny. Listen. This is serious.
Okay, well,
what is your store number?
No, I'm not serious, ma'am, because your friend Jenny just set you up, and she got you good.
Why did your voice change?
Well, because this is my real voice. This is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. This is so not funny.
I heard your numbers look great. You're the number one, and Jenny's proud of you. So congratulations.
Who is it that was driving me crazy the whole time? It's the chicken. Oh, God. Who was that character that you sound just like him?
Are you talking about Foghorn Leghorn?
Yes, you sound just like him.
Yeah, that's not what I'm going for at all. Weird.
Oh, sorry.
That's my impression of Christopher Walken. You're crazy, friend.
You guys.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Yesterday, we had an extremely awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah.
Where two girls... We're roommates.
Yes.
Found out that they were both hooking up with the same guy.
God. I can't imagine that.
It was one of their exes and then a new, it was a lot.
And they're roommates.
And we didn't know that going into the call.
No.
It just came out.
Yeah.
But now the two ladies have agreed to join forces and participate in possibly one of the most epic traps of all time.
I shouldn't feel bad, but I kind of feel bad for what this guy has coming.
No, I love traps.
And this is a continuation of yesterday's call, and you will not want to miss what happens when this guy gets confronted by both women when we do your brand new second date update next.
Second date update.
I am so excited and so nervous to do this second date today.
Oh my God, I'm only excited.
It's a continuation of yesterday's Awkward Tuesday phone call. So if you missed that, one of our listeners, Allison, needed our help making a call to her roommate to tell her, hey, yeah, I've kind of been hooking up with your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh. Which we thought was going to be awkward.
Right?
No big deal.
Yeah.
Only to find out once we got her on the phone, they've kind of been back together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Roommate and the ex are actually not ex.
And that's when this moment happened.
He's been sweet. We've been spending a lot of time together lately. And so
for how long?
I'm a little confused. Oh, it's been about 2 weeks now.
Oh my god.
Oh my okay. gosh.
Oh, wow. I hate that guy.
Dude, you were sleeping with both of them.
Yeah. That was yesterday.
So dirty.
It turns out this dude, Justin, has been simultaneously hooking up with his ex-girlfriend, Lily, and her roommate, leading them both on, and neither of the girls knew about it.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. So once that happened, things got heated. And instead of just confronting the guy directly, both Allison and Lily decided that the best thing for them to do was to come back on our show today and confront the guy together.
Yeah. Proving good. Good decisions are still out there.
Yes.
To be fair, I don't know if they really decided that. I kind of pushed them into it because we were short on content.
Yeah.
Let's welcome back to the show, Allison and Lily. Welcome back, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
You guys don't sound very excited to be here.
How are you guys doing?
We're okay. Yeah, I mean, like, at the start, I was pretty upset, and,
right.
you know, I had to get over it, and, I mean, I don't know, I think we're kind of unified on this now, and we're talking to you guys, like, we're ready to confront him.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I understand good. How, like, the emotions must be going crazy, like, you thought that this was a relationship that you were about to get into, only to find out he's a horrible guy.
Yeah.
So,
and how did he think that you guys wouldn't find out?
We always find out.
I know.
Yeah, all cheaters.
Since you guys discovered what was really happening, how hard has it been to not talk to Justin about this and just like confront him yourselves?
It's been ridiculously hard. He was actually texting me last night, and I was trying so hard to ignore him.
Wait, is this Allison talking or, you know?
I'm Lily.
Oh, that's Lily.
Oh, this is the ex-girlfriend, Lily.
Okay.
He was texting you.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
It was so hard to send him those nudes. I mean, I did send 5 times, but it was hard.
I know. Allison was holding the camera. Yeah. So, it was so awkward.
No, I'm kidding. I thought it was tough.
Yeah. Allison, how did you feel about it?
I actually haven't heard from him at all, and I didn't try to contact him. And
ooh.
Yeah.
So he's ignoring you.
Yeah. Did you stop talking to him or both?
I mean, it's only been a day, so.
That's true, but. Normally, you text a lot.
But, Jose, you got to give the guy some credit. He's probably busy with a lot of other women.
How many
text threads does he have to manage all at once?
I bet he has an assistant.
He really should just start a group chat at this point. It would be more efficient.
I mean, Allison and Lily, do you guys think that Justin has any idea that either one of you knows at this point?
No.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it probably helps that we taped both of these first and didn't air it right away.
Yeah, Jeff.
Because
totally.
If we did, then one of his buddies could have heard it and then warned him and let him know. So this is actually good for us. You know?
That's good, actually, yeah.
What is the plan here, though? Like, you still...
That's what I want to know. Who wants to be the one that, like, calls him out? I feel like it would be Lily because it's your ex-boyfriend who is about to be your boyfriend again.
I think you let Brooke do it. She's heated. Brooke is ready. Before we went on air, Brooke is like, oh, I'm so excited to get them on the line.
I am.
Yeah, I feel like I should be the one that does it.
Yeah.
So who's talking? Who's talking?
I'm Lily. He should be dumped really hard, and he should be super embarrassed, and everybody should be able to hear it because he's a two-timing cheater, so this is what he deserves.
There you go.
Okay, well, hold on. Is he technically a cheater?
Yeah, because they were like...
I mean, you guys were broken up at the time that this was all happening, so is it really cheating
together,
if neither
right?
of you were exclusive?
You're not broken up if you're hanging out with your ex for 2 weeks. Then it's like it's back on. Like you have to have a talk with an ex. Like you just go back to what it was.
Oh, there's like a 2 month grace period after the breakup where it still counts as being together.
No, he's definitely he's a liar for sure.
Yeah.
He's a liar for sure.
Who cares? He's a piece of crap, and we just want to embarrass him now at this point.
Okay, there we
fair
go.
Point.
Good point.
All right. I mean, I don't want to confuse everyone listening because, you know, usually we're just dealing with two people on these things. And this time there's going to be three. So if you've just started listening, a guy has been hooking up with both his ex-girlfriend and her roommate at the same time. They both found out about it in the awkward Tuesday phone call with us, which we taped earlier. We need to get to this. Are you both ready?
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting for you to, like, stop talking for the last couple minutes. Yeah. Like, let's get this third
down. Okay, I'm going to shut up.
Okay, that makes sense.
Here we go.
That checks out.
We're going to call the sleaze bag, and we're going to do the weirdest second date update we've ever done and wamboozle this guy.
Wamboozle?
Yeah, we're going to do it right after this.
Wow,
okay.
Jeff.
Wamboozle.
<The old guy.
laughs> We got a wamboozle update.
Second date update. You know, earlier and
oh,
all through
that?
The break, My co-hosts were giving me a bad time for saying the word wamboozle.
I mean, really, honestly.
Like it's some sort of old, outdated term.
It is. I've literally never heard
and
it.
And you know what? Those Weisenheimers, I've had it with them. I should just give them all a knuckle sandwich.
Oh, don't
or a
no.
ducky shine cracker.
What?
God darn you, khaki wackies.
How do you ever make fun of me?
Okay, pipe down.
Seriously, bro. Honestly.
You need to take all the old jokes back.
Anyway, we're about to call a guy and wamboozle him by saying, hey, guy, both the girls that you've been hooking up with know about each other.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're about to get hornswoggled. So,
oh, God.
That sounds like a good thing for him. I don't know about
Jeffrey's like, what? You girls can vote?
Honestly, oh at this point, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
I still think he's going to be down for the hornswoggle.
Basically, Allison and Lily are both on the line ready to confront this guy and say, hey, we know that you've been hooking up with both of us.
Unless they've hung up because you're an old man.
And I'd like to applaud you both, Allison and Lily. Like, your roommates, you guys saw who the problem really was in the situation.
Yeah.
You were bigger than that. You kept your friendship intact. It's awesome.
This has somehow weirdly brought us closer together.
Yeah, I think so. It's usually the opposite.
Yeah.
It's what happens when you're sleeping with the same guy.
Right. Yeah. You guys are like sisters now in a really weird way.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I know this might be kind of a weird thing to ask, but he knows that you guys are roommates, right?
I mean, obviously he knows, but I guess he thinks that he can get away with this. So.
Okay. Well, we're not going to let that happen today. All right?
No, we're not.
So
let's get to it.
Let's do this. We're going to dial Justin's phone number and hornswoggle and boondoggle and wally smacker him until he has no sense left about him.
You can't see it, but we're shaking a stick at you right now.
How does that sound?
Like I just sounds dirty.
Okay, I'm going to shut up and I'm just going to dial the phone number. And remember, Allison, I'm going to call you in first.
Okay, because they're the ones that haven't been talking.
Right. They haven't been talking the longest.
Okay.
And then I'll call in the ex-girlfriend Lily after that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's going to be the bomb.
She's like the punch.
That's
the
right.
knockout
yeah.
punch.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Good luck, ladies.
Hello?
Hey, am I speaking to Justin?
Yes, who's this?
This is a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know. What's going on with you guys?
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. We wanted to talk to you a little bit about your dating life, if that's cool.
My dating life?
Mm-hmm. Because there's a woman that reached out to our show who's been trying to get in touch with you and is a little bit curious about what's going on in your guys' relationship. You know Allison?
Yeah, I know Allison.
Okay.
Okay.
You haven't been talking to her much.
What is this all about exactly?
Well, this is a segment that we do on our show called The Second Date Update, where we help listeners get in touch with people that they've been dating but been having a hard time communicating with.
Like maybe somebody ghosts or like falls off for no reason.
Well, that's not really my situation. I mean, me and Allison have been texting, so I don't really know what information you got.
Hmm. Okay. Well, she said it's been a while, though.
I mean, what, like 2 days? I've been a little busy.
Oh, I bet you have.
Okay. Yeah,
sure. That's funny.
What have you been busy with?
Do you really like Allison?
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
that doesn't sound confident.
Like, sound in love.
You know.
I mean, what do you want me to say? I don't even know you guys, and you're asking me all these personal questions. And why do you care?
No, man, it's okay. It's okay. Uh-huh. It's just Allison has reached out to us because she's curious, because she likes you. It feels to her like maybe things are cooling off a little bit. Is she feeling wrong about that vibe?
She reached out to you? No, we're keeping it casual and cool. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. But you want to keep seeing her?
Again, dude, that's not really your business. That's between me and her.
You're right. Look. All I'm saying is it would make Allison feel happy probably if you asked her out on a real date. I think she'd really enjoy spending more time with you.
Okay, well, thanks for the advice, pal. I'll get on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, would you be cool if Allison was dating other dudes right now?
I don't even know who the hell you people are. Like, what are you talking about?
We're just trying to help out our listener, man. Like, we know you're interested in Allison. You've been busy. You claim to like her. Is there something that's holding you back from hanging out more? Like, is there somebody else in the picture maybe? Or is it just her? No judgment.
No, it's just her, okay?
Mm.
Really?
Is it, though?
Yeah, what do you want me to say? Yes.
I mean, I like truth. Truth is important.
Yeah, it must feel good to tell the truth.
Yeah, I don't know if Allison would agree with you on that, about it being just her.
Okay.
Because she's actually here, listening on the other line.
Hey, Justin.
What?
Yeah, that's Allison.
Hey.
Allison, what the hell are you doing? Why are you calling me on the radio right now?
Oh, you know, just giving you a test, I guess.
What type of test? Like, I don't get the joke. What am I missing here?
I mean, did you think that? Like, I wouldn't find out? Come on.
Find out what?
Oh, okay, stop playing games. You know.
Oh, I'm not the one playing games. You guys are the ones playing 20 questions over there. I don't know what the hell's going on right now.
Justin, just be honest, man. Save face right now.
Or Allison, maybe,
right.
maybe you should just come
spell
out,
it out.
Yeah.
And say it to him. I don't think he's going to come clean.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't really feel like telling him. I think somebody else should tell him.
Oh!
Ooh. Who would that be?
Hey, Lily, now's your turn.
Oh. Hi, Justin.
Oh!
What the f*** is this? What are you guys trying to be like Dateline NBC or something? What the f***?
Oh, I wish we could get on NBC.
Have you been on that show before, Justin? Are you so familiar with it?
I mean, you did turn it a lot darker just now. That's your ex or current girlfriend, Lily.
Yeah.
I don't have a girlfriend, so I don't know what you're talking about, all right? I'm not committed to anybody right now. I don't have a girlfriend. Oh, we broke up.
Wow.
Man, this is going to be really hard to get a second date out of this, guys.
Justin, are you serious? Like, you've been with me this whole time, and now you're with my roommate? Both of us were just being used by you. I mean, you were terrible when we were dating, and it looks like you're even worse when we're separated. Why would you do that to both of us?
You just said it. We're separated. Just because we're sleeping together doesn't mean anything, okay? Just because you want to hook up with me. But by the way, if I read the text messages right now, who's asking poo for what? You know what I'm saying? You've been hitting me up, asking for me to come over, and now you're blasting me, making me look like a scumbag right now because I'm single. I'm allowed to do whatever I want. I'm a single man,
not.
And a lot of women want this, so I'm going to give it when they want it.
A lot of women want this. Dude, you can't hook up with your ex and her roommate. Like, there's just, it's an unwritten rule. Everybody knows it. It's out there.
Hey,
it's
Mom,
dirty.
Mom, I can do whatever I want. Don't tell me what to do, Mom.
Okay, I like how you were telling Lily that, oh, we got to keep this secret. Don't tell anybody. Of course you didn't want to. You knew it was wrong.
I also know that they're roommates and they're eventually going to tell each other.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So, yeah, who cares?
Oh. You sound pretty defensive for somebody who knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, I know you don't think that you did anything wrong, but it's called lying by omission, Justin. Like, just because you didn't say anything or admit anything, it doesn't mean that you're not guilty of wrongdoing, bro.
Yeah.
And you were obviously leading these girls on. You just told us that you liked Allison and only wanted to be with her.
Oh.
Good point.
I don't give a shit what any of you people think, all right? You're calling me and you're giving me a ton of crap like I'm living my life wrong. I guarantee you, the second I hang up this phone right now, one of those chicks is going to text me and ask me to take them out tonight. I guarantee it.
Okay, well, that's not
take
true.
Take care. Have
that's
fun
not
yelling
true
at each
because
other.
Because Alexis is going to be calling you, too, because she likes the sound of your voice.
Guaranteed Alexis is on this.
Stop.
Hey, Justin, you there?
Is he gone?
I think he hung up.
Dude.
Oh, okay.
That was salty.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to call my mother pig like I wanted to.
Okay, well,
I want that.
Okay, well, at least now that we have it on the podcast, we can send him this so that he can hear it when he plays it back for all of his other girlfriends.
I'm sure I'll pick up if we call him back.
Is he right, though? Are one of you going to text him after we're done with this?
Sounds like he's really good at what he does.
No.
Lily?
No, I'm not. Like, I used to love him, but this is just unforgettable. I'm done with him.
Why am I not convinced?
I know, I'm not either.
It's funny. Lily could have said unforgivable, but she went unforgettable.
Yeah. Oh.
So, Lily, I wish you luck.
Dude, don't go back to that dude. It's bad news, man. You deserve better, Lily.
Or at least go back to him together as a team.
Whatever.
So gross.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Talk about fireworks.
Dude, that was crazy.
It was. I mean, we should confront people more often on this show, I think.
Real. I kind of love the drama.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's stress. Like, I was into it at the beginning, and then it does stress me out by the end.
Yeah.
Like when people are really upset.
I'm just happy that no one was upset with me directly in that. That's what made me feel good. All the anger was directed towards somebody else.
Justin pretty much hated you. Letting you know. I don't know if you got that or not.
I don't think he liked anybody, honestly.
Oh, my God.
But we've been getting a lot of texts into 78592 as this has been going on. One text says, get them, girls.
Yeah, dude. I'm worried about Lily, though.
The ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
You think she's weak?
She's having a hard time giving that up.
Yeah. Speaking from personal experience on that one.
Still hasn't given up. That's not true.
We got another text that says, I hate Justin, but I would probably secretly hook up with him, too.
See, it sounds like he's really good in bed, and it's like, you're a jerk, but you never want to hang out at midnight.
Yeah, but Lily wants more than that. That's the problem. Yeah, she does. Yeah, she wouldn't be upset about the situation.
Well, if you want help confronting somebody, or if you just want a normal second date update, we can do those, too.
Yeah, please email the show.
Or if you want us to hook you up with Justin.
We have his number still. But remember, you can always email the show. We'll call the person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooke's box!
Brooke, at the start of this year, you declared that this was going to be your year of hot. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because right now you're going to be playing a person who's already hot.
Ooh.
Her name's Heather from Seattle. She's a personal trainer.
Ooh.
Welcome, Heather.
Hi,
y'all. Hi, Brooke. How you doing?
I'm doing good. At this time of year, is it like super crazy business-wise for you? Because it's the start of the new year and everybody's like, I need to get in shape.
Well, it can vary. I will say that I work with a wide variety of people and I get some demand.
What's the number one key that you know someone isn't going to follow through with their New Year's resolution of getting in shape?
The fact that they have a New Year's resolution to get in shape.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
You got to give up on yours right now.
I'm just getting stronger. That's the hotness that I'm talking about.
Brooke, this is your year of hot.
See?
Okay. Well, Brooke's already sprinted out of the studio just at the thought of exercise. So, all right, Brooke is gone. And while that happens, Heather, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, you could say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. Dolly Parton celebrates a birthday today. Is she in her 70s or 80s?
80s.
What's the capital of Sweden?
Geneva.
The famous one-legged captain known as Long John Silver is real or fictional?
Real.
Owls are very intelligent birds, true or false?
True.
Commonly heard at weddings, the word opa is an expression from what language?
Greek.
How many dimes make up $3?
30 of them.
Well done there, Heather. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And I know you're not big on people that have New Year's resolutions to get in shape, but do you have a New Year's resolution?
I aspire to eat more vegetables this year and to make more money.
Oh, hey, yeah, like that. Broccoli and cash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of Brooke's New Year's resolution, which is to eat less vegetables and spend more money. So
I'm all about the green this year.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to think about it.
I'm also all about the green.
Yeah.
All right, Brooke, you're up. You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Dolly Parton celebrates a birthday today.
Aww.
Is she in her 70s or 80s?
70s.
What's the capital of Sweden?
Helsinki.
The famous one-legged captain known as Long John Silver is real or fictional?
Real.
Owls are very intelligent birds, true or false?
False.
Commonly heard at weddings, the word opa is an expression from what language?
Greek.
How many dimes make up $3?
$3? 30.
All right, those are the answers. I don't deal in money that low. How am I supposed to calculate this?
She's like, what's a dime?
All right, we're going to the scoreboard, see how you did with Jose. Bolaños.
Love that movie. Heather, you got 2 correct today.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You're pretty good. You finished really strong.
See if she's going to get the green.
And Brooke.
Yep.
Are you giving green or taking green? You won. You're taking her green. You got 4 correct.
All right.
Oh, no. Sorry, Heather. No victory there. Let's go over the answers. Dolly Parton celebrates a birthday today. She's in her 70s, turning 76.
I love that woman.
Capital of Sweden is Stockholm.
Oh,
Long John Silver is a fictional one-legged pirate captain. Not is a character
dreams.
In the novel Treasure Island. You dream about one-legged.
I don't know, maybe.
That'd still be fiction.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
Shush.
Owls are very intelligent birds. That's actually false.
What?
Scientists say they aren't any smarter than most birds and may actually be dumber compared to, like, especially crows and parrots.
They deliver a lot of mail in Harry Potter, so.
How could you be dumb?
Commonly heard at weddings, the word opa is an expression from Greek.
Opa!
There are 30 dimes if you want to make up $3.
Did the math.
You both got
well
that
done.
Right.
So, Heather, I'm sorry, we can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a pair of tickets to the Pacific Science Center.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's it,
okay,
Jeffrey?
That's...
Usually you follow it up with something else about how great the Pacific Science Center is, what kind of, like, cool features they have right now.
Yeah. All that stuff that Brooke said. They got it.
I love the butterfly house.
Oh, it is nice.
I haven't been there in a while. I'm scared of butterflies.
Yeah. You can go see the blind moles right before you go into it.
What?
Yeah, like they have like these hairless, weird
like naked mole
animals.
Rats?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they are.
Ooh. Almost anything naked is fine by me.
Yeah.
I'll go look at it.
All right. Heather's on her way over there right now. Well, thank you so much for playing, Heather. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.